Good morning. This is Bill Reed from the National Hurricane Center with an 8 a.m. update on Hurricane Irene. The center of Irene made landfall near Cape Lookout, North Carolina, around 7:30 this morning. And as you can see on this radar, is steadily making progress to the north-northeast and will be doing so all day today across the eastern portions of North Carolina. Our immediate threats are the storm surge and wave action on the coast, the high tides and storm surge that are occurring in the areas along the sounds where the rivers and streams come out into the sounds. We've had reports of tides as high as 7.5 feet in that area. Wind gusts as high in excess of 90 miles an hour have been reported in the morning hours. And of course, the very heavy rainfall from these rain bands, 5 to 10 inches, will be common as we go through the day today. After we send Irene through North Carolina overnight tonight and early tomorrow, it'll be paralleling the coast of the mid-Atlantic states, creating the similar conditions that you're seeing in North Carolina, and then making landfall again somewhere on Long Island and through New England, and then exiting the U.S. sometime late Sunday or early Monday. The immediate coastal areas are where we're worried about the threat of storm surge. Heavy rain and the tropical storm force winds inland are going to cause a lot of power outages and flash flooding. So a lot to be aware of as we go through today. Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center.